for today's In Touch, we talked to Larry Sanders about a proposed veterans memorial in Kyoto.
I'm a member of the Kyoto Veterans of Foreign Wars, Post 4716 in Kyoto. Have been ever since I got out of the Navy about 1973. And I've been very active in the VFW along with some other good members that we have. And we've been thinking about this memorial for 2, 3, 4 years. And things are just slowly coming into place to the point where it's a go for sure and we're on our way. Originally in 1944, there was a veterans memorial built in Kyoto on Main Street to honor all men and women that had served in World War II from the Kyoto trading area, which included all the rural areas and including Harper, which is very important to our community. And at that time in 1944, names were added in alphabetical order, but the war was still going on. It ended about a year later, and at the end of the project, there were close to 500 names on that memorial. And we have several fine pictures of it that have been preserved through the years, and we have one of them hanging in our VFW. And as people see that, first thing they want to know is, where is it at? Well, unfortunately, even though it was built of very good material back then, it was all wood. It only lasted about 25 years out in the weather, and then it was dismantled about the early 1960s. And a generic monument was put up with no names on it whatsoever. And through the years, I've always wanted to build a memorial that had names on it. But instead of just for a certain era, I wanted to go back as early as the Civil War, if not earlier, and get all local veterans' names to put on it. And I've been very lucky to have outstanding records from the GAR, which is the Grand Army of the Republic, which is Civil War veterans. The American Legion and the VFW have kept good records through the years. After World War I, the American Legion was formed, and after World War II, the VFW was formed here in Kyoto. And we have very good records, membership records that I've gone through. I've dug through all the cemetery records for our area cemeteries. Keokuk County does an outstanding job on keeping track of where veterans are buried, and we do a good job for our local paper. The Richardson brothers for the Kyoto Eagle through the years, starting back in the 1930s, have done an outstanding job promoting veterans' causes, listing veterans' stories, obituaries, letters from home, stuff like that. It hasn't been easy, but there's all kinds of things to find. And right now, we are up to close to 1,800 names to put on this memorial. And it will be of the material, a black marble type material, and it will last forever. And we have an outstanding committee of people that is working with us, and they are go-getters. They are working hard. And right now, we project the cost to be about $125,000 to $150,000, and we're about 25% of the way home.
You mentioned it's going as far back as the Civil War. Are you going to include current conflicts in Evrim for more names in the future?
Yes. As long as you have worn the uniform, Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Reserves, you are eligible to be on this memorial. If you are from the Kyoto area at one time of your life, you attended Kyoto schools, if you have an ancestor that is buried in one of the local cemeteries, they are eligible. If you have been put on one of the honor rolls during the war, you are eligible for that. And that is one reason we have so many names, but they're all equal when their name goes up on that memorial.
Absolutely. Well, to get to that $125,000, you're holding an auction this weekend at the Kyoto Fun Days. Who's involved with this? Are you getting support from businesses in Kyoto and surrounding areas?
Yes, everybody has been very cooperative. This thing started out as an idea to raise some money, and it has just snowballed. And right now, I would guess we have 100 to 150 items, gift certificates, pork, beef, quilts, antique furniture, all kinds of things have been donated that will be auctioned off on this coming Saturday, a little bit before 1 o'clock during Kyoto Fun Days, right after the parade. It'll be right on Main Street. It's a good opportunity to buy some nice items and to put your money to a good cause.
Anything that comes to mind or any big ticket items that are on that list of 100?
We have some beautifully handcrafted furniture. We have an antique parlor table that has been donated in memory of one of the citizens, their father and father-in-law, and their brother who is currently in the service. And there's a handcrafted toolbox and a lot of gift certificates. You're going to get your money's worth if you come to the auction. You really are. We do not have any idea how much we're going to raise during this auction. We hope it's easily going to be $5,000 to $10,000. But during Labor Day weekend, we have Kyoto Raffle that's held every 2 years for a good cause. This year, they have designated the profits to go towards the Veterans Memorial. We are confident by the end of the year, we will be over 50% home.
Going back to the memorial, are you planning to put it where the previous one was?
Unfortunately, there's another building there at this time, so it's going to be down the street a little bit, but it's still going to be on the main drag of Kyoto. As you come into Kyoto or leave Kyoto, you will be driving right past it, which is one of the priorities we had. We did not want to have a beautiful memorial and have it tucked away into the corner so that unless you were really looking for it, you found it. We wanted you to drive by it, to see it, to stop, to look at all those names, and not pass up the opportunity to see it.
Well, sir, we appreciate you coming by.
Okay, well, thank you very, very much.
That was my conversation with Larry Sanders. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.